Gavin knew who she was the moment he saw her. He also knew there was a good chance he would have to kill her. Assuming, of course, she didn't kill him first. Lady Prescia Valentia, the Morning Star. Widowed too many times under suspicious circumstances, too smart to be caught, and too beautiful to be ostracized. She was like opiates, expensive, intoxicating, and deadly in large doses. He wasn't sure exactly how he knew it was Lady Valentia. They'd never been introduced. They didn't attend the same social functions, her circles being more rarefied than those of a mere army captain. Also, she was standing with her back to him. Yet he did know her. He'd read the papers and dismissed their breathless descriptions as romanticized nonsense. He'd seen the sketches and assumed a great deal of artistic license. To his chagrin, he realized now that neither had done her justice. She moved into profile. The lady was a porcelain doll, perfect in every detail, delicate as fine china, and no doubt more costly. Yet she directed the porters with the sure command of any field marshal. She must be attending the same house party. There was no other reason for a woman of such exalted skills to disembark at a country station. It was reasonable to assume her ultimate destination was the Snodgrove gathering, and equally reasonable to assume, Lady Valentia being an assassin, that she was there to kill the Duke, which meant Gavin was there to stop her. She turned into the light. It wasn't that a chorus of angels opened up and sang, nor did pixies sprinkle fairy dust in his vision. For the day was all gloom and grey, and the engine of the train was as smelly and loud as may be. Gavin, however, was horrified to feel his world start to shift right under his massive boots. Usually he was brick wall steady and brick wall solid. But now his entire body, like a magnet to iron, centered on Lady Valentia. Ah, lust, is it? Isn't it that convenient? Oh, hell's waistcoat. Her figure was neat and slender, under a green carriage dress of pure simplicity, with gleaming jet buttons down the front. She wore a little velvet hat, as dark and glossy as her hair. She lifted one hand to test its presence, showing black leather gloves.
Oh my my, that one has stepped off the pages of a French fashion periodical.
Jack followed Gavin's gaze, and was struck as well, although perhaps not quite so dumbstruck.
Nay, too wee for that, Gavin was moved to grumble.
Jack laughed, a spark of joy that caught the lady's attention. Fortunately, Jack then lowered his voice.
Yes, yes, you like more to grab hold of.
Gavin was known amongst his friends for his abhorrence of tiny females. But such a widely stated preference suddenly seemed absurd. Every part of Lady Valentia was covered but for her heart-shaped face, white and emotionless. A ceramic doll, in truth. And likely just as cold. Except there. For one unguarded moment, beneath all that beauty, her eyes flashed a depth of misery he'd seen only in the worst slums. She blinked, and it was gone. Jack continued,
"That one looks more wax than human. Were it not daylight, I'd think her vampire."
Gavin did not point out the idiocy of that statement. Even were it night, no female vampire travelled. Queens could not leave their hives. He had to presume Jack knew this, or his friend was thicker than treacle.